This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 496.5, down one on the open. May, 505, down two. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 470, down a half on the open. May, 478, down 5.5. July, 492, down 2. September, 501, down a half. December, 510, down 2.5 on the open. March corn opened at 411, unchanged on the open. May, 424, down a half. July, 433, down a half. September, 420.5, unchanged. December, 409.5, unchanged. July, 421, down 2.5 on the open. March beans opened at 763, down a half on the open. May, 773.5, down 5.5. July, 791, down 3. August, 794.5, down 3.5. September, 803.5, down 1.5. November, 810, down 6.5 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 223.30, down 20 on the open. May, 228.80, down 90. March soybean oil opened at 30.10, down 4 on the open. May, 30.53, down 16. At the Merck, March feeders opened at 101.85, up 10 on the open. April, 104.40, up 12.5. May, 106.05, down 10. August, 106.20, down 25 on the open. February live cattle opened at 94.80, up 5 on the open. April, 97.45, unchanged. June, 95.50, down 20. August, 92.55, down 20 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 67.20, down 22.5 on the open. May, 76.65, down 52.5. June, 77.35, down 10. July, 77.25, down 17.5 on the open. In March, bellies opened at 103.20, up 5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural opening is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
A tip of the hat to the fine job that you did at the Beef House Outlook, you and Todd, and a special thanks to the Mr. Bob Wright over there, the owner, for taking care of our large crowd and the hospitality they gave us.
And a tip of a hat to you, Paul, for getting out your muscles and starting rolling out extra tables as we needed them as the morning progressed.
Well, that's part of the service, and I'll tell you what, it was so much fun to see so many people and see what your internet's doing to get the message out of ag commodity markets in the Midwest, and that was a thrill to see people that are away from our geographic area.
We had people from Missouri and Kentucky there, as well as places outside our listening area in Indiana and Illinois. So it was really an amazing thing.
It really was, and it's a lot of fun, and I know everybody enjoyed it. And also, you put in a lot of hard work, your staff there at WILL.
Well, when you had so many people at the meeting, there was over 400 there, and we had some excellent presenters along the way. In the discussions that you had during the day, were there a thing or two that you think you should share with our listeners about what you picked
up? Yeah, one of the things that I didn't, I would like to clarify is I think that there's people have to change, and, there's more to the story than the old game, and the reason is that there's a change is that changing energy and converting corn and soybeans into energy, and that's one focus that we have to be different on. And then also these carryovers, we have to really focus, because sometimes the marketplace looks at the year from now carryover instead of so much a large carryover like we have now in soybeans. And then the third thing that we always have to look at is is that not only are we energy and big carryovers, but we are a world commodity market. And I think that that's the reason, the three things that we really have to focus on, that this is a new era, world and energy and demand. It's all a part of the overall equation. It's a fun equation, as it was brought out yesterday.
So now you have to pay attention to things like palm oil, as well as the Chinese stock market.
And which, sugar prices, yes. And that's correct. And, of course, the good news is the Chinese stock market is three things. It's higher this morning, we understand. It's like 1290 soybeans. It has gone up very high in prices, and the Chinese have promised not to overtax the profits. It sounds like they're becoming capitalists over there. But the U.S. stock market's acting well, and we have seeing a rebound here in the corn and soybean market. So maybe it's a good news for at least stability in the marketplace. And unfortunately, whenever there's big moves like that, you know, we all hope the new programs and the new computers handle the volume, but they even had a glitch in New York at New York Stock Exchange that created some distortion in the market. But business is up and going, and I know the anxiety in our office was pretty high just with the candy wrappers in the waste paper basket. I mean, there was a big consumption of candy down here yesterday.
As I looked at the trade yesterday, the thing that caught my eye perhaps most of all was the fact that open interest declined, which is suggestive that the move was more profit-taking as opposed to new specs.
Yes, you know, that's historically the item. And, yes, there has been a need to take profits because the market has almost been in a nonstop move. However, you know, that whenever there's those big price swings like that, some people do get hurt in the marketplace, and that's an unfortunate thing. You know, our take is still that there's a lot of new crop corn and soybeans on the books, and the world has also done a lot of selling. But the bright part of it is we do look for some major demand and good times ahead as far as the commodity world and also the financial world.
Where are you putting your 40-day moving average trend as your friends at the moment?
Well, right now, Dave, we're looking at May soybeans is 736 and a half, so we're way away from that. The May corn at 409, so we're way from that, and the May wheat at 481 and a half. Now that's possibly a trend change in the wheat, so we'll have to watch that very closely. But as a general rule, corn and soybean market is very strong, and also the stock market as well.
Were you surprised deliveries were as light as they were in corn and soybeans?
Well, you know, I think that that's a good sign that there is demand, and as we pointed out yesterday, with this industrial demand and exports, like we did notice last night, there was export sales of corn to Korea and also Mexico. That's good news for the market, and I would imagine from here on, one of the supportive factors in the marketplace will be an improved nearby cash corn and possibly soybean basis as we go into the summertime.
There was a lot of talk about what basis might do at harvest. What camp are you in?
Well, a couple things. We know that the basis is widening out now, and one of the factors is that as people sell corn in the country elevators and the merchandisers and the processors hedge it, they are subject to margin calls, and it does take a lot of margin money and interest to finance those margins. So it is a natural tendency for those basis and the spreads to widen out as far as the cash and futures prices are concerned in the new crop. You know, that's logical. Number two is that when we know that there's going to be a 750 million carryover of old crop, and we know the pipelines have to be bigger because of the profitability to process corn and soybeans into the finished products, that there'll be some tremendous opportunities on quick shipment corn and soybeans this coming year, and also in the export market. So, you know, that is it's hard enough to guess the futures market. It's sometimes a harder guess to guess the cash basis levels. and I'm going to plead the fifth because I'm a commodity broker and not a cash grain broker or merchandiser. So that one's tricky, but I do feel this, that I don't know why we won't see more historic basis levels going into harvest and in the January time frame because of the bottom line demand, not only in the U.S., but in the world.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser tells us that a flood watch is in effect for northwestern Illinois from noon today through Friday afternoon, for north central and northeastern Illinois, and far northwestern Indiana from this evening through late Thursday night, and for central, east, central, and portions of southeastern Illinois this evening through Thursday afternoon. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.